Healing the wounds will be gradual, and time will be needed to cement national and social unity in Guinea. Those were the words of new Prime Minister Lansana Kouyaté this week as he was sworn in. Analyst Alex Vines with the British-based Royal Institute of International Affairs says balancing different interests will be the first order of the day as a national unity government is formed.
I think much more negotiation and discussion and positioning. It's inevitable that will need to be some compromise at some point. This is going to be still a slow and drawn-out process.
Vine says union leaders who led the recent protests as well as negotiations with the previous government, while opposition political leaders remained discreet, will probably keep an important role.
They are certainly in a powerful position, and they are reflective of a swell of support within the country. They have become lightning rods for discontent. So I think it's inevitable that their position will be stronger and they will try and get themselves involved in government.
Analysts say President Lansana Conte's allies will also have to be given roles. But J. Peter Pham from the U.S.-based Nelson Institute for International and Public Affairs says it is also important Mr. Conte does not undermine the Prime Minister as he has done in the past.
Otherwise, all we've done is push off, move the goalposts a little bit, and within a few weeks or months, we'll be back to where we were just a few days ago.
Before the strike-ending agreement, Guinea was under martial law, while most Guineans wanted the erratic and often sick Mr. Conte, in power since 1984, to step down. Pham says the international community actually has a lot of leverage on Guinea's presidents.
The U.S. and China, for example, have been involved in training his military forces. The international community is his biggest supporter as far as maintaining foreign aid, and it's also the international community that maintains Guinea's economy going, especially its governmental sector. Without foreign assistance, the EU, for example, several months ago released funds that had been held up for a number of years. Without that, the Guinean state would be unable to pay its functionaries and perhaps more importantly, its military, which is the structure that maintains Lansana Conte in power.
Vine says African partners have played a key role in making sure change in Guinea happens through negotiations.
There has been a consistent background diplomacy through African Union, from the regional body, Economic Community, West African States and others, trying to encourage transition and also trying to dissuade elements within the military to stage a military coup.
During several waves of rioting and weeks of work stoppage that started in early January, more than 100 people were killed in clashes between protesters and security forces. After a day of mourning Monday, the strike action ended, but union leaders said it was just a suspension. They warned the mass protest could resume if Mr. Conte fails to uphold a series of agreements, including giving the new prime minister expanded powers. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Dakar.